Before we came down to this earth, all right, hear me out. I'm going to get a little woo for a second. Before we came down here, I picture us having a conversation with God, and we lay out the plan. Here's what you're going to do. Here's who you're going to be. You're going to go through some hard times in this season. You're going to reap some rewards in this season, and you're not going to remember any of this, but we laid it out. You love it. Sign here. Jump in the portal and out we come. And I think we forget that conversation and we forget the plan. Some of us still have a recollection of it, or we have these like moments of clarity where we're like, oh, that is for me. And my thought is it's in our path because it was in our plan. And so when you feel something in your heart that you know is for you, that you know you're meant to do, it's because it's essentially like a deja vu, because it's in our plan for this life. We chose this path. We chose to do this thing. I chose to do this podcast. So when I started this podcast, it felt so natural. When I'm sitting here literally on my couch journaling to you through this medium, it's because it was for me. And that's why it's so easy for me to do. However, it's not always easy to get started. It's not always easy leading up to when you actually do it. And doesn't it feel so funny and so good when you finally do the thing that you know you want to do and you're like, why didn't I do this sooner? Hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken, and today I'm talking about doing the thing, as my girl Nancy would say, do the thing. And so there is a thing, whatever it is, on our heart, and it's 100% for us. I never felt anything to be more true than it's on our path because it's in our plan. And so, I mean, if you need to write that down, feel free to pause it and write it down. It's on my path because it's in my plan. And it's in my plan that God gave me. So who am I to ignore the call? Hello. All right. So today, if you follow me on LinkedIn, which if you don't, what are you even doing with your life? Okay. I'm obviously feeling a little sassy today. So if you saw my post today, and I'll put it in the show notes if you're watching this or listening to this after the fact, I put out a poll. We've got 2 weeks left in 2024. Can you believe it? Where the crap did the time go? I can't even believe we only have 2 weeks left. Like, I remember putting out an email, we have 50 days. It, like, oh my gosh, that was like a week ago. I mean, I know it wasn't, but geez, anyone else feel like what is happening? Okay. Although today it's beautiful out. I mean, it's a little chilly. I'm in upstate New York, so it's still really cold, but it's supposed to be 51 degrees today. And is it weird that I'm excited about that? Yes. But will I still take it? Uh-huh. Absolutely. Okay. So here's the thing. I put out a post with a poll, because I love a good poll, about what's the thing on your heart? What's the thing you've been not doing for excuses, right? Because let's be honest, excuses are the only things that hold us back. It's not always about not having resources or access. A lot of the times, it's about our excuses. And so I put 3 things out there and then an other option, because of course, there's always more things we want to be doing in business. The 3 things that I had done this year, actually, some of it was in 2022, but in the last 2 years, we'll say, my podcast, crafting my signature talk, which technically I have 3 of them, and then my book, my Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. Those 3 things are essentially what my business is surrounded by. I remember, gosh, many, many years ago when I was still a 9-to-5er, and I was sitting down with an energy alchemist, one of the women that I work with, and she said she was also my business partner or my business coach at the time, and said, how do you ultimately want your business to look? Like, what are the things? Like, take me through the path. I said, I want to write books. I want to speak on stages about the topic in that book. And then I want this 3rd piece to be coaching of some sort, whether it was masterminds, private coaching, you know, and then there's going to be little spokes out of those two, right? There's going to be the book, there's going to be a talk, and then there's going to be probably courses. There's going to be private coaching. There's going to be group coaching. There's going to be like PDFs, freebies. There's going to be all the things. Look like a confetti cannon when I was done writing it. And so I knew that from the start. And here it is many, many years later, and I just get the book out. Like, hello, there's been multiple books on my heart for years. I wrote a children's book in one of my conference rooms in one of my 9-to-5s, and I got an illustrator. We started working on illustrations, and it was essentially inspired by my son, who was like my daughter's age at the time. He was like 11 or 12, I feel like, when I wrote this children's book and never got it out. And then this LinkedIn book, how long did it take me to get out? Oh my goodness. Like, there's so many things that got in my way. And they, when I look back at them now, especially now that my book is out, it was all excuses. And I'm not doing it to be, I'm not saying that to be like harsh on myself or to even rag on you. I'm saying it because once it's done, you realize how hard you made it. And it didn't have to be difficult. It could have been easy for a couple different reasons. Like, it could have been easy because you could have just sat down and did it, blocked out calendar time. It could have been easy if you asked somebody for help. It could have been easy if you Googled the resources. I mean, hello, like, just ChatGPT, where can I find help writing a book? You know, like, oh, how do I write a book? Let's be honest. But I mean, it's not going to give you all the accountability you need, but there's a way to start finding the solution and the path to make this a reality. There's so many things on your heart. What's your thing, right? I'm super curious. What is your thing? My thing was a book at one point. My thing was a podcast. I remember on my whiteboard in my office, I had, of course, like all my like business pillars and like the people underneath it that I was working with. And then there was this little section on the bottom right. I labeled it as projects. It was the projects I wanted to do. Like, I needed to get like QuickBooks and a CRM. Like, that's easy. Come on now. Like, that took 2 seconds for me to do. And then I wanted a podcast. I wanted to write the book, and I wanted to solidify my keynotes because I have 3 main topics: self-leadership, personal branding, and LinkedIn. And I wanted a signature talk for each one of those. And I had for years done keynotes, but I never really perfected what the signature talk was until this year. So I know what it's like to have things on our heart or our whiteboards that we've been planning for, gosh, years, right? Like, who knows? It could have been months for you. It could be years. It could be a decade. It's just, there's so many things in our mind and on our hearts. And now I'm not talking about the 4,000 to-do list, the item to-do list. Like, there's so many things that we need to do. This is a big thing I'm talking about. And the reason I'm talking about it is because, obviously, as we approach a new year, there's things we're realizing as we reflect on the year that has just passed. And we're probably at some point saying to ourselves, oh man, I should have done that. Or I wanted to do that. Or in the beginning of the year, I planned to do this and it never happened. I'm super curious, while you're reflecting, have you realized why it hasn't happened? And those whys, are they excuses or are they actual problems that you just need to find a solution to? Here's the thing. God put it on your heart, but he also put it on someone else's. And I realized that the hard way. I think you've heard me say this before. I invented Spanx. Sorry, Sarah Blakely. I invented Spanx. I'm sure you've heard that a million times. So many women had been cutting the feet off of their pantyhose so that they can look better in their dresses and in their pants. And it wasn't until she did it and branded it and took it to the masses and didn't let excuses stop her, or said, you know, like, yeah, we're cutting the stockings out, but there's got to be a better way to do this. There's so many different things I used to MacGyver in my life when I was a dancer, I used to take my scrunchies to tie the back of my bras to be more like a racer back kind of bra. Now there's something I think at the CVS, the convenience store, that you could just buy that does it for you. Like there's, and I laugh every time I see something like that I MacGyvered, and now there's a real product for. I mean, somebody invented the friggin' shake weight, people. So if it's on your heart, it's on your path, and there's a way to make money from it. That wasn't the whole point. The whole point is there is that one thing. What is your thing? I'm going to pause for dramatic effect. What is your thing? Did you say it out loud? Because I've done three things that I've wanted to do for years. And now that I've done them, it cracks me up thinking back of old Miranda and why she didn't do it sooner. I remember writing down, get my book out. I remember writing down, start up. The podcast was actually the hardest thing. As crazy as it sounds, like the book, you heard my journey. Like there's episodes where I was like in it, and maybe I'll put a couple in the show notes. But the podcast was actually the biggest, hilarious wake-up call for me. 4 years I wanted to start a podcast. I had it written down on my whiteboard, in my journals, in my business plans. I told people about it. I even told my coach about it at the time, a different coach that I referenced earlier. I said I want to do a podcast so bad. And she actually talked me out of it, which is why we don't work together anymore. No, I'm kidding. She talked me out of it because I had other things that were making money and that were working. And she was right to some extent. But what she didn't realize is that having a podcast was in my plan. It was in the plan God had for me. It was in the plan that God and I wrote together. And it sounds crazy. God's like God cares about a podcast. You know what God cares about? Our hearts. And if it's for us, then He is for us. And then He will help us. And so the podcast, for years, I got held back by, what would I call it? I got held back mostly by the tech because I'm not very techy. And so it was like, I don't even have a good microphone. I don't have a board. Those things that you do the volume up and down like that. It's just funny because I used to be a radio DJ. You think I'd remember that. And my friend Jody and I did a podcast together called Biz Besties. And so it was awesome. We eventually did one together, and she had all the tech because she's a journalist and she does this all the time. So this was super easy for her. And I thought that was it. That's how I'm going to get my podcast out with my best friend. It was absolutely amazing. She did the tech. I did the marketing. It was perfect. Until it wasn't, because we realized, she realized she couldn't really do that anymore. Just from her own personal goals, she changed it up, which is totally fine. I 100% supported that. And I still had podcasts on my heart. And I didn't do one on my own for like at least a year after that. And I had a human design reading, and which is funny, I just had another reading with the same person just this Friday. It's always on a Friday she and I talk. So it was over the summer, and I'm sure if you go back to my first episode, you'll hear more of this in detail. I'll put the first episode in the show notes. And I remember saying, she asked me if I had a podcast. She's like, do you have a podcast? I said, no, I don't. I said, I've always wanted one. She said, oh, well, why don't you have one? I said, well, I don't have the tech, and I think at that point I knew what I would call it. So I had even like mapped out episodes. I didn't have the means. So I thought, and she was like, wait, you don't have the tech? What do you mean the tech? I go, I don't have the board. I don't know what, Podbean. I don't know what apps to use. I don't know what like website I should use to get it out. I don't know how to put it on all these other places. And she's like, it's three things. It's 1, 2, 3. And she told me the three things, and three was hilarious because it was Canva. One was talking to your voice notes. And the second one was upload it to RSS.com. So there's my podcast. And I remember thinking, it's not that easy. Knock it off. Like I am an oversimplifier for a lot of things. My husband will tell you it's obnoxious. But this woman, broke it down into three easy steps, and then said, I want you to have it out by Monday. And I said, what? She said, I want your first episode to be out Monday. I just told you how to record it, how to upload it, and how to distribute it. What's the problem? And I said that there is no problem if it's actually that easy. And so setting up RSS took a second, but other than that, it was that easy. I literally recorded the first episode in my phone. Actually, I'm recording this episode in my phone too. I still haven't changed my tech a year later, but it's easy and it feels so right for me. And I will at some point, but it was so easy. And so I finally got out the podcast and it felt ridiculous. It felt ridiculous that it took me that long to get it out. I remember checking off the whiteboard podcast and thinking, oh my gosh, I have a podcast. This is absolutely bonkers. And everybody can have a podcast. Like everyone, I think like my dogs could have a podcast. Like it's that easy. And I let fear, excuses, lack of common sense apparently, and some other things to hold me back. And I just hated that. I hated it because it could have been out so much sooner. And maybe my business would have, you know, transpired in a different way a few years ago. However, I've also learned along the last few years that this is all divine timing. I didn't put out a podcast sooner because it wasn't my time to put out the podcast. It's out now because now is the time. And so there's this saying, when was the best time to plant a tree? Well, the best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago. The next best time is today. So that's really what I want to talk to you about today. Isn't just, you know, like letting excuses hold us back. It's about claiming when it's our time, because it's on our heart for a reason. It's for you, especially if it's been on your heart for a long time. So friends, what is on your heart? Do you want to write a book? Is there a book in you? You just got to put it on paper and learn how to publish it and distribute it and market it and all that stuff. Like, what is the thing? What is stopping you? And why are you letting it? I'm gonna repose those questions because they're so important. What is the thing? What is stopping you? And why are you letting it? And I guess a bonus question would be like, are you done? Are you done playing small? Because playing small serves no one. Playing small does not get you to your goal, whatever that may be. Playing small doesn't put out the podcast. Playing small doesn't get you to hit six figures in your business. Playing small does not get you promoted at work. Playing small does not get you to wake up every morning and say, oh my God, I'm so excited, I get to do this again. And yeah, I'm there. Yeah, every morning's not the best, but I still get up every day and I'm so excited about the work I get to do. I'm obsessed with recording this podcast in my pajamas on my couch in front of my fireplace. I'm obsessed that I get to go upstairs to my office in the next few minutes and upload this to RSS and get it out to you. And then I get to hop on calls with my clients. I get to hop on with a mastermind. I get to do my next book launch call. Like, I am obsessed with the life I've created because I stopped letting excuses, fears, and flat out laziness, because as some of you can imagine, I've got a little lazy in me. But when we stop getting in our own way and start making the decisions to progress our life in the direction it's meant to go, everything changes. And so I feel like it was a big buildup for me to tell you to stop playing small. Stop playing small, stop wasting time, stop allowing outside factors influence your inside transformations. Because when you finally do the thing that's been on your heart for years, everything changes. Not just on the outside, but on the inside. Because when I put out this podcast, it built a huge sense of confidence for me. When I finally finished my book, you guys remember that. I cried like a freaking baby because I realized I can do the things that I say I want to do. And when I finally perfected my keynotes, and every single time somebody hires me to step on stage and shine my light in front of a huge audience or even virtually in a Zoom room, I a little bit more love the fact that, and I get more proud of myself for the fact that I said yes to myself and I left the corporate space in order to live the life I was meant to live. So why are you playing small? Why are you holding back? Why are you not doing the thing that you want to do? We get one life, as far as I know. I mean, I think we get multiple lives, but I can't tell you yet. I don't remember the past ones. But we're in this life now. So if we get one and do a podcast or speak on stages or quit my job and start the business, why aren't you partnering with somebody to help you do that? Because I got to tell you, I probably waited as long as I did because I didn't have someone to help me do it or someone to tell me I can do it. It took Allison to tell me, start your podcast Monday. It took Jess, Danielle, and the rest of my mastermind girls to tell me, to give me a deadline for my book to write it and be done. And it took, gosh, I can't even tell you how many different people to tell me to get 3 signature talks, or one technically, and put it out. It feels amazing to have the things I've always wanted and knowing that I'm the one that created them, but it's okay that I needed help. So with that said, I can help you. You know I can. You've been listening to this long enough to know I know my stuff, especially when it comes to getting on stages, refining your message, creating offers for your clients, now writing a book and a podcast. So there's so many things that I have done. I have been where you are. I've even got promoted at 9-to-5 life. I've even quit the job. Like, I've done the things that I've always wanted to do. There's still more things I plan on doing. And as I plan for 2025, there's things that I want to do that are pretty big and scary. And I'm no longer allowing excuses or fears or laziness or lack of information to stop me, because that's not even a thing anymore. Because the minute you finally do that first thing for yourself, it turns off a light switch. It essentially turns off the switch, actually turns on a light switch and turns off the switch of excuses. And so if you feel you've been held back by yourself, not the outside world, because a lot of this stems from within, if you have been held back for far too long, or if you had made excuses for far too long, or you're just ready to finally do the thing and stop talking about it and start being about it, we need to have a conversation. There's multiple ways I can help you. And one of my favorite things is a sprint. I don't know if you've ever done one before, but I created a 6-week speaker sprint a while ago to help women get on more stages. And it was quite successful. And I'm actually bringing it back in 2025. And it's not just for speakers. It's for wannabe authors, for wannabe podcast producers, for wannabe people who get promoted in business. If you have a thing on your heart and just need a little bit of focused attention and guidance helping you to execute it and get it off your mind and into the real world, we need to have a conversation, because it doesn't need to take a year to write a book. It doesn't need to take a year to get on stages. It doesn't need to take a million months to start your podcast. We can start it in 6 weeks. We can start it today, technically. I just told you how earlier in the episode. But 6 weeks is a really great time, I've learned. I've done 10 weeks before. I've done 4 weeks before. It turns out that 6 weeks is a really great time, because the first essentially week is a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of getting out of our own way and getting past these excuses. And then the second week is really about formulating the plan and calling in any resources you may need. Then weeks 3, 4, and 5, we're hashing out details, we're putting plans into action, we're marketing, we're telling people about it. And then week 6 is we're essentially doing it. So whether it's your podcast is out, or it's creating content on LinkedIn, or it's creating your signature talk or your offer, or getting on stages or writing the book, we can write a book in 6 weeks. We can hash out the plan week 1, and by week 6, you're uploading it to Amazon. Like, there's no reason anymore, no excuses whatsoever for you not to do the thing that's on your heart. All right, friends, I'm going to get off my soapbox now because I got stuff to do. All right, I want to hear from you. A, vote on the poll if it's within the 2 weeks. If it's still 2024, you can vote on this poll. I let it go out for 2 weeks. I will put the link in the show notes for LinkedIn, or just go to my LinkedIn page and find the poll. If it is in 2025 and you missed the poll, that's okay. 6 week sprint is something that's going to be open this entire year. I will be working with women who are looking to finally do the thing that's been on their heart in 6 week sprints, and then bringing us together once a month in a group container in order for us to support each other no matter what your goal is. So if you want details, DM me 6 week sprint and we'll talk about it. We'll hop on a call. We'll figure out what your thing is. If you don't even know what your thing is, but you know you feel like you're in a place where you want to do something different, we can figure out what your thing is too. And we'll do it in less than 6 weeks. All right, DM me. Go to my website, check out some freebies if you'd like. There's lots of them there for you to kind of get started, especially in the LinkedIn space. I'm on Insta, Miranda.VonFricken. I'm on LinkedIn, of course, Miranda Von Fricken. I can't wait to find out what your thing is and what 2025 is going to reveal for you. Maybe it's exactly what you've always dreamed of. Until next week, keep being awesome. Bye.